Clint Fulmer starts in the second half for the Aces offense. They've outscored 15 to 27 in these five games, looking to avoid their fifth straight loss. It'll be the first time they've lost five in a row since April in Tacoma.
And today, Aces returned their 2020 first-round pick, Bryce Jarvis, as we run today at 3-5 with a 6.75 ERA. He gets thrown at 105 at the end for a series finale. The Aces will get back into winning ways. Our pen is on the way.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces. for the final time this season, if you could believe that, the 24th and final meeting between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Arizona Diamondbacks. The Red Ears have already won this series here in Reno, and they've already won the season series against the Aces. They're 13-10 against Reno this year, 4-1 in this current six-game series. And that's after the Red Ears lost the opener, blowing two leads in the late innings. And now the Red Ears have won four in a row, so they're trying to make it a five-game winning streak. This is the final game going into the All-Star break. Red Ears would love to make it a five-game winning streak going into the All-Star break before they return to action on Friday night at Cheney Stadium. Well, our starting pitchers today, Connor Wade makes the start for the Red Ears. The right-hander's 0-3 with a 9.35 ERA. Pitched well earlier in this series against Reno in the opener, allowing two runs in four innings. That was his first start after a stint on the injured list. We'll see what he has in store for us today. He'll be opposed by the Reno right-hander Bryce Jarvis, who was the Diamondbacks' first-round draft pick in 2020, son of longtime major leaguer Kevin Jarvis. Bryce Jarvis is 3-5 with a 6.75 ERA. Red Ears hitters know they'll be facing mid-90s heat when Jarvis is on the hill here today. Should be a good one tonight, the Red Ears and the Aces. Not tonight, today. It's bright and sunny here in Reno today. Yesterday, the Red Ears won 5-2, had one of their best pitching performances of the year collectively. Without a true starter, it was a bullpen game. But Eric Stout, Nolan Blackwood, Taylor Williams, Blake Wyman, and Riley O'Brien combined to limit Reno to just two runs. Very tough place to pitch here in Reno at high elevation. The Red Ears 5-2 victory yesterday is considered a very low-scoring game for this ballpark. And the Red Ears pitchers really did a wonderful job yesterday as the Red Ears picked up their fourth straight win. Well, it's Sunday, and on Sundays we do our Sunday interview. And today we are going to catch up with a guy who's really sort of been the face of the Red Ears the last couple of years. Starting pitcher Darren McCacken has spent a lot of time in Tacoma beginning in 2019 when he got bumped up from AA fairly late in the season that year. But from that point forward, he's basically been a regular in the Red Ears starting rotation. We'll talk to him about that, about being in the Mariners' picture this year as he's been called up three times already this season. We'll also talk to him about being the guy who fills in from the low minors, which is a role that he had in 2018 when he was in A-ball. He made two emergency starts for Tacoma. Now he's on the other side seeing other pitchers do that, and we've had several instances of that this year. So we'll visit with Darren McCacken when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Today we visit with Tacoma Red Ears pitcher Darren McCacken. Darren, thanks for joining me today.
Of course, thanks for having me.
So we're coming up on the All-Star break here, a few days off on the schedule, and you know, you're having a good year. How do you think your year's going so far?
I think there's been some ups and downs. Some games better than others, but I think it's just been, you know, I've been in this league a lot, and you realize that things can happen, and they can happen really quick. But the more that you spend time focusing on the bad times as opposed to the good times, it's going to be harder to get out of. So I think, you know, when I have a bad game, more so just go rewatch a good game, try to get those good feelings back, and, you know, try to make the good ones a lot more than the ones where you struggle a little bit. So I think I've had more good than bad this year. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot to learn from every time you go out there and take the ball.
Your last two starts here in Reno have been particularly good. And, you know, this is a notoriously hard place for anyone to pitch. And there are several parks like this in the Pacific Coast League. You've thrown in all of them. Yeah. What do you think the key is to having success in some of these tough places?
I think just filling up the zone early. You got to come out there and you got to show them that you're going to be on the attack. And I think that the more that you give up free passes, you see it with some of their guys that they roll out there that are throwing 100, and it's like, how does anyone ever hit this guy? Well, they get in 2-0 counts and stuff like that. So I think the more that you can just go out there and have the plan of attacking and forgetting about your elements that are around you, they are what they are. But the times when I've ever thought about those, it's never worked out for me. I try to be too perfect with my pitches, end up falling behind. The zone's even smaller this year, so it's tougher to get back into those type of counts when you do fall behind. So I think just coming out there and being aggressive, attacking the zone and challenging from the first pitch.
We're with Darren McCacken on the Raiders pregame show. And, Darren, you've been with Tacoma a lot since really, I guess, late in the 2019 season is when you reached AAA for good. And, you know, you've had some chances with Seattle, of course, as well. But you spent a lot of time in Tacoma since late 2019. And, you know, Tacoma's had AAA baseball since 1960. And you're starting to move up some of the all-time Tacoma lists for strikeouts and innings pitched and starts. How do you feel about that?
You know, I think it's a testament to just taking the ball every time that the coach asks me to take it. And then those innings start to just add up, you know. Sometimes you go out there and the first inning isn't too great. But like I said before, you got to have that quick memory. And next thing you know, you could be in the eighth inning, even if the first wasn't that good. And I think that that's kind of just been my mantra. I'm going to take the ball until they take it away from me. So after a couple of years, we're getting up there in strikeouts and innings. But feeling healthy and just thankful for that and planning on keeping the inning streak going and going out there whenever it's my turn to do it.
All right, and then your first starts for Tacoma, you were actually kind of an emergency fill-in starter up from A-ball. You were in Modesto in 2018. You made two starts for Tacoma that year, and now you've been with the Rainiers and on the opening day roster a couple of times, and you've seen other kids come up from A-ball to fill in when we're short a starting pitcher. What do you remember about that when it was your experience getting moved up from A-ball to make a AAA start?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little bit nervous, but at the same time, just tried to go into it with that mindset of I'm going to go out there and attack. And, you know, I never faced AAA hitters before that time, yeah. So I didn't know, you know, what was going to happen or anything like that. And the only way to really find out is to go out there and throw some strikes and let them swing the bat and kind of go from there. And, no, I mean, those type of innings are useful. Guys get called up all the time and the bullpen starts getting run short. And it's your job to go out there and throw strikes and challenge the hitters, and I think that that's the best way that you can make a good impression as a young guy coming up here is that, you know, you're not afraid to throw the ball in the zone. And you know, I think that that's kind of what I did up here, and at the time I wasn't a prospect or anything like that, you know, so they just kind of showed them like, hey, you know, this guy's willing to go out there and compete with higher level hitters, and you know, just stuck with that. And it kind of got me to this point.
It's also gotten you up to the big leagues. You've been called up multiple times this season. You've gotten into a couple of games. And, you know, now you're on their depth chart and you're in the picture. How does that feel?
It's really cool. Really cool to be a part of the team. Go up there. The guys are awesome. They're always very, very welcoming whenever I do go up there. And, you know, it does feel a little similar to the times when I got called up to Tacoma in the beginning. Like, you know, you're the guy that needs to go out there and throw some innings. And, you know, I think it's just really knowing your role and being good at your role, whatever it is at the time. You know, that is what it is right now for me. Just continue to keep working down here, getting my pitches better, and being ready whenever they call my name.
All right, Darren, well, we're always happy to have you with Tacoma. Thanks a lot for the visit today, and good luck in the second half.
Of course. Thank you, Curto.
That's Darren McCacken, Rainier's pitcher. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game for Tacoma, 44-42 on the year. Leading off, Sam Haggerty at DH. Batting second, Mark Mathias, second base. Hitting third, Taylor Trammell in center field. Jake Shiner hits cleanup. He's at third base. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Zach Deloach. Adam Engel hits sixth and is in left field. Cooper Hummel bats seventh, first base. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Mason McCoy, batting ninth. Catcher, Pedro Severino. On the mound, Connor Wade. Rado's 48-38, Diamondbacks affiliate. They're going to lead off with Diego Castillo in left field. Buddy Kennedy bats second at second base. Pavin Smith is the DH. Phillip Evans bats cleanup first base. Hitting fifth, right fielder Tristan English. Blaze Alexander bats sixth at shortstop. Jake Hager hits seventh at third. Batting eighth, the catcher Ali Sanchez. Hitting ninth, center fielder Jorge Barrosa. On the mound, Bryce Jarvis. Umpires, Cody Clark behind the plate. Paul Clemens at first. He's the crew chief. Mark Bass at third. Tacoma and Rado, that's it for the pregame. We'll be back with the first pitch right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. As we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Reno Aces from Greater Nevada Field here in downtown Reno. And last meeting of the year between these two teams. Bryce Jarvis just wrapping up his warm-up pitches now, and Sam Haggerty strolls up to the plate to get things started here for the Red Ears. Tacoma looking to finish this first half. Well, it's not technically the first half anymore, but you know what I mean. Heading into the All-Star break, want to finish it on a high note. It's already been a great series here in Reno, with Tacoma winning the series already, getting prior to the final game even. Sam Haggerty stands in. Switch hitter bats left. First pitch of the game coming from Bryce Jarvis, and it is taken for a ball, and we are underway here in Reno. 89 degrees, our game time temperature, 89 and rising. It's going to be a hot one today. Now the 1-0 is swung on and hit up the middle and threw into center field. A base hit for Haggerty to get this game started. And the Red Ears have the leadoff man aboard. Sam Haggerty continues his hot hitting. He actually had his hitting streak end yesterday, but he gets a hit in his first at bat today. Now Mark Mathias is the batter. Not a cloud in the sky. The weather report today said abundant sunshine. And that is exactly what we have here in Reno. Mathias the batter, right-hand hitter. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0 the count. Come on, come on. Rainier's wearing the navy blue jerseys today with gray pants. Reno in their red jerseys with white pants. Bryce Jarvis with his 1-0 pitch. No, a throw to first, and Haggerty's back in. He's being held on by Phillip Evans, who normally plays third base, but today is in there at first. Yeah, the 1-0 coming to Mathias, and it's up and in for a ball. 2-0. Mathias in his fourth game since joining the Raiders. He arrived in time for this series. Hasn't been to Tacoma yet. Rainier's next home game is Friday. Three-game series against Round Rock. So here's a pitch in there for a strike now. 2-1 the count to Mark Mathias. Mathias is 3-for-8 with 5 walks in his brief time with Tacoma. 2-1 pitch coming. And it is called a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Jarvis going mostly fastballs and sliders so far. Here's his 2-2, and it's swung on and hit on one hop to short. That's trouble. Alexander goes to second for one. On to first, there's two, a double play. A sharp one-hopper right to the shortstop, and an easy double play turned by the Reno Aces. And just like that, two men are gone at the top of the first inning. And now Taylor Trammell is the batter. Trammell, left-hand hitter, hitting 276 for Tacoma, 10 homers in only 37 games. And he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. There's strike one. Next pitch coming, and this is pulled to right field, and English is there, and he catches it for the out, and the Rainiers are done here at the top of the first inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Reno coming to the plate.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Right ears did not score in the top of the first, and now the Reno Aces come to the plate at the bottom of the first. Connor Wade on the mound, right-hander out of the University of Arizona. 31-year-old native of Scottsdale. Second year with the Right ears. He'll face Diego Castillo standing in, and the first pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Wade now winds, and the 0-1 is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. This is Wade's second start since coming off the injured list. His first one was against Reno in the opening game of this series on Tuesday, the 4th of July. He allowed 2 runs in 4 innings that day. Here's a liner to third. Leaping catch by Jake Shiner. And there's the first down at the bottom of the first inning. Castillo pulled a liner right over the head of Shiner. And Shiner jumped in the air and reached up and grabbed it for the out. One away at the bottom of the first. And now Buddy Kennedy is the hitter. Wade on Tuesday allowed a lot of base runners and did a very good job of stranding them. Here's a pitch that misses for a ball. In the four innings, he allowed six hits and three walks. That's nine base runners, but only two scored. Now swing and a foul out of play by Kennedy. 1-1. Kennedy hitting .335 with a .467 on base percentage. Fifth in the league in batting average, second in on base percentage. Wade's 1-1 pitch is swung on and looped out into center. On comes Trammell, but he's going to have to play it on a couple of bounces. Kennedy with a soft single to center field, and he is on with one out at the bottom of the first inning. Now, Pavin Smith, the batter. Buddy Kennedy's really a master at the soft single. Outfielders play so deep here in Reno because of the high elevation and the way the ball carries that Kennedy just hits these little bloopers for hits in front of the deep outfielders all the time. First pitch to Smith is fouled off, and he cracked his bat and has to get a new stick out of the Aces dugout. So Wade jammed him there, and it's an 0-1 count. Smaller crowd on hand here for this Sunday day game than what we saw the last couple of nights. They have had some really nice large crowds here in Reno throughout this homestand, beginning with the 4th of July, but then continuing in the Friday night and Saturday night games. Oh, one pitch to Smith is outside for a ball. 1-1. So one ball, one strike to the Reno DH today, Pavin Smith. And the pitch with the runner going is outside for a ball. Throw to second, and they got him. Severino throws out Buddy Kennedy. And there's the second out here in the bottom of the first inning. Mason McCoy, the shortstop, applying the tag. So Severino guns down another one. And now the count to Smith is two balls and one strike. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, 2-2. Two-two pitch coming. And it's swung on, hit in the air towards left. Angle on the run. He can't get this one. It drops in right next to the foul line. Digging for second base is Smith, and he's in there with a slide. Pavin Smith with a perfectly placed fly ball down the left field line that landed barely fair. So he's at second with two outs. And now Philip Evans will be the batter. He's the league's leading hitter at .360 with six homers, .472 on base percentage. And he hits a grounder right to McCoy at shortstop on the first pitch. McCoy throws out Evans, and the inning is over. No runs for Reno in the bottom of the first. They had two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the second inning here at Greater Nevada Field. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
No score after one inning in Reno. We go to the second. Jake Shiner, Zach Deloach, and Adam Engel to bat this inning against the right-hander Bryce Jarvis, who faced only three hitters in the first. He did allow a hit, but got a double play ball. Shiner stands in, having a tremendous first AAA season, and he takes a pitch up and in for a ball, 1-0. Shiner hitting .282 with a .397 on-base percentage, 22 homers, 75 runs batted in. OPS of .972. He takes the pitch outside, 2-0. Shiner ahead of the count, 2 balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is in for a strike. 2-1 the count. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. Now this pitch is swung on, grounded, diving stop at third by Hager. He gets up, throws to first, and it's in time for the out. And one man is gone at the top of the second inning on a great diving play at third base by Jake Hager, who is normally a shortstop, but just robbed Shiner of a hit from third base. So now Zach Deloach is the batter. And Deloach, left-hand hitter, swings and pulls one into right center, and there's a base hit, and he is on with a one-out single in the top of the second inning. So Zach Deloach has the right here's second hit of the day, and he now has a six-game hitting streak going into the All-Star break. Adam Engel will be the next hitter. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Engel had a couple of hits and a walk yesterday. Now hitting .313 in 29 games for Tacoma. 5 homers. Recently homered in 3 straight contests. And he pulls one down the left field line, hooking. This will go foul and land in foul territory in the left field corner. So foul ball strike, 1-1 now to Adam Engel, veteran outfielder. Had 245 at-bats in the big leagues last year for the White Sox as their fourth outfielder. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, strike two. One-two pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Hard slider from Jarvis. And that's the second out of the inning. First strikeout for Bryce Jarvis. And now Cooper Hummel is up. Jarvis averages more than a strikeout per inning. Coming into play today, 65 strikeouts in 61 innings. Hummel, switch hitter, bats left, takes the first pitch low for a ball, 1-0. Hummel hitting 255 with two homers, 424 on base percentage. Wow, this pitch was challenged by Reno, and they win the challenge as the pitch is overruled. The computer overruled the human umpire and called it a strike, so 0-1 won the count. A correct challenge for Reno. Now the pitch is bounced slowly to second, charged and fielded by Kennedy, and he throws out Hummel at first base, and that wraps up the top of the second inning. No runs for the Red Ears on a hit. There were no errors and one man left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Eric Greater, Nevada Field. Tristan English plays Alexander, and Jake Hager, the scheduled hitters for Reno. Connor Wade on the mound for Tacoma. Here's his pitch, and it's a breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1 to Tristan English. Next offering from Wade is hit in the air towards right. This is trouble. Deloach back, but it is gone. English with an opposite field home run. He's a Reno hitter. It's his ninth of the year, eight of which have come here at Greater Nevada Field. English goes the other way, and the Aces lead 1-0. That'll bring Blaze Alexander to the plate. And the pitch fouled back. There's strike one. That's English's 15th homer of the year total, because he had six homers back in April for the Diamondbacks Double-A team, the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Here's a swing and a base hit into left field for Alexander, a liner over short, and another hit for the Aces, their fourth. And now Jake Hager will be the batter. Hager, right-hand hitter, batting 236 with three homers. And the pitch is a called strike with a fastball, 0-1 the count. Now here's a fastball, called a strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-2 to Hager, who stole a hit from Shiner in the top of this inning with a diving play at third. Wade with the 0-2 pitch now. And it is outside for a ball. So one ball, two strikes. Hummel holding the runner on at first. Wade with his pitch, and it is outside for a ball, 2-2. Severino came out of his crouch after catching the pitch like he was going to try to fire down to first and pick the runner off, but Alexander was moving back to the base already. Here's the 2-2 now. And the pitch is grounded towards short. McCoy has it, goes to second for one. Mathias on to first in time for two. The Red Ears turn the double play. McCoy to Mathias to Hummel. And just like that, two men are gone here at the bottom of the second inning. Now Ali Sanchez is the hitter. The catcher for the Aces, batting 295 with six homers in 39 games. And the pitch is a slider called a strike. Now Wade into his motion, and the 0-1 pitch is a check swing on a pitch inside, and he held up in time. One ball, one strike. Wade with the 1-1. Outside with a cutter. Wade throws a lot of cutters. 2-1 now. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. A 90-mile-per-hour fastball. And now Sanchez calls time and steps out of the batter's box. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch is a called strike three at the knees. Frozen with a fastball at the bottom of the zone. 91 on the gun, and that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. Wade has his first strikeout of the day, but Reno scores on the homer by English. One run on two hits, no errors, and no one left. We go to the third inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We head to the third inning. It is Reno 1, Tacoma nothing. Mason McCoy, Pedro Severino, and Sam Haggerty to bat this inning. Bryce Jarvis on the hill. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike two. Jarvis throwing consecutive sliders here to McCoy, and is out or ahead in the count. McCoy was off yesterday, hit a long homer here the day before. And he takes up high for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Fastball called, strike three, and McCoy knew it, and he is struck out. Strikeout number two for Jarvis. One out, and now Pedro Severino is the batter. Severino takes the first pitch up and away for a ball, 1-0. Well, that one's been challenged by Reno. They thought it was a strike, so we go to the automated system, and it was not a strike. So a lost challenge for the Aces. They have two left. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Two and oh, the count to Severino. And the pitch misses ball three. Severino way out ahead of the count. 3-0 pitch is hit in the air to right. Shallow. Kennedy back. In comes English. English, the right fielder, makes the catch, and there's out number two. The wind is blowing out towards right field here in Reno, as it almost always does. And push that fly ball beyond the infield out into shallow right. So two outs now for Sam Haggerty. Haggerty singled in the first. Switch hitter bats left. Jarvis with the pitch, and it's a breaking ball down low. 1-0 Reno. We're in the third. Final game before the All-Star break. 4 days off for PCL teams this year, as there's a swing and a miss. 1-1. A lot of the Red Ears players are going back to Tacoma for the break, which is rare. Usually the players use the All-Star break as an opportunity to go home for a couple days. Here's a swing and a little bouncer on the third base side. Out the catcher to go get it, and Sanchez throws out the speedy Haggerty at first base. Nice play by Ollie Sanchez, the Reno catcher, to get Haggerty on basically a swinging bunt up the third baseline. Well, the Red Ears go in order. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third inning. Reno 1, Tacoma nothing. Tristan English with an opposite field homer in the second for the only run of the game thus far. Connor Wade on the mound. He'll face Jorge Barrosa, who leads things off. And the first pitch to the number 9 hitter for the Aces is taken for a strike. Barrosa's a switch hitter, so he hits left-handed against Wade. He's batting 281 with 8 homers, 388 on base percentage, and he takes down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch is popped up foul on the third base side, and that will land in a big section of empty seats in the sun and then bounce up into the shaded seats on the third base side, which are full of people. A lot of folks choosing to sit back a few rows and out of the direct sunlight here in Reno on this Sunday afternoon. Here's a swing and a roller to short. Nice backhand pickup by McCoy. Throw to first for the out, and one man is gone in the bottom of the third. Barrosa grounds to short, and now Diego Castillo will be the batter. So was talking about how normally a lot of AAA ball players will use the All-Star break to go home for a couple of days, especially as far as Rainiers players are concerned, guys who are living in the Western United States. Now the pitch to Castillo is a swing and a miss, strike one. But this year, quite a few Rainiers are staying in the Pacific Northwest, and the All-Star game and festivities are something of an attraction, as here's a pitch in for a strike. And that is being challenged by the batter, Castillo. He thought it was outside. And so we go to the automated system, and Castillo was right. So the call is overturned. And the count is even. One ball, one strike to Diego Castillo. One pitch is low and away, 2-1. There's certain hitters, and Castillo's one of them. He has more walks than strikeouts this year, right? When he challenges, he's probably going to be right. He's just one of those guys with a really good eye. 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. And Castillo is challenging that one. He thought that was, I guess, outside. We'll go to the automated system again. Second time in this plate appearance. And Castillo is wrong. It caught the very upper outside of the edge of the automated zone. Just nicked it as close as possible on the upper outside corner. He was visibly frustrated. That's the last challenge for Reno. They're down to one. Maybe Castillo will use it on this pitch. The 2-2 grounded to short. That's fielded by McCoy, and he throws out Castillo at first base, and that wraps or is the second out here at the bottom of the third inning. So two down, and now Buddy Kennedy is the batter. Kennedy singled to center field earlier. 1-for-1. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. Oh, one pitch. And it's swung on, chopped on, two hops to second. Mathias has it, throws to first, in time for the out, and the inning is over. Connor Wade retires the side in order on three infield grounders in the bottom of the third inning. We head to the fourth with the score, Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
One nothing, Reno leads Tecumseh. We go to the fourth inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field. Rainier's last game in this ballpark this season. Mark Mathias to lead things off. He grounded into a double play his first time up, 0 for 1. And Bryce Jarvis starts him off with a breaking ball low and away. Jarvis now fires a fastball up and in. Two-oh pitch, called a strike, 2-1. We'll check out what happened last night in the Pacific Coast League. Albuquerque continued its hot start to the second half. They beat Oklahoma City 4-2. So there's ball three to Mathias. Former Rainier Phillips Valdez allowed one earned run in five innings, and the Isotopes' revamped bullpen has been hot. They combined for four scoreless innings yesterday. So here's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, full count. And Albuquerque got Coco Montez back from the Rockies, and he had two hits and walked twice and drove in two runs last night. The Isotopes 9-2 in the second half going into today's finale at Oklahoma City, and they've won four of the first five games there. Liner up the middle, hits Jarvis on the leg. The ball bounces towards the foul line on the third base side. He goes and gets it, and Mathias is safe at first with an infield hit, and the trainer for the Aces is going to go out and check on Jarvis, who was hit in the leg by that liner, but then he chased it down. He went and got the ball. He had to run all the way to the foul line. But they're going to check on him anyway. He's one of the Diamondbacks' top pitching prospects, too. So the Reno trainer, Damon Peel, out there, along with the pitching coach, Doug Drayback. Blake Lolly walking out there as well, their manager. He's going to throw a practice pitch or two, I think. Trammell is standing in the batter's box like he's going to try to hit these practice pitches. Now he finally turns and walks away. Jarvis throws a practice pitch with the umpire standing behind the mound. Trammell realized he was standing in the wrong spot. Jarvis has thrown two practice pitches, and he says he's okay and he's going to stay in the game. All right. Now Trammell goes back to the plate. All right, we're ready for play to resume. Mathias at first. Trammell stands in the batter's box. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Trammell flied out to right field earlier. the pitch is called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Other PCL games last night, Round Rock beat Sugarland 11-6. J.P. Martinez had four hits, including two doubles, and drove in four runs for Round Rock. So here's a pitch inside. And the Express are 7-4 going into the final game of the Sugarland series. That's their second half record, and they'll be the Rainiers' opponent on the other side of the break on Friday at Cheney. 2-1 pitch, swing, and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Salt Lake put up 14 runs and 14 hits with six doubles yesterday and hammered Sacramento 14-6. Daniel Murphy, two hits, four runs batted in. 2-2's in the dirt, ball three. Jack Lopez, two hits, four runs batted in. Michael Stefanik, three hits, three runs scored for the Bees. And Vegas beat El Paso yesterday 8-3. Zach Geloff had three hits with two doubles and two runs batted in. Vegas is 7-4 in the second half. Top teams in the second half, Albuquerque 9-2. Tacoma, Vegas, and Round Rock all 7-4 going into today's action. Second half winner will play Oklahoma City in the playoffs. 3-2 pitch is just outside, ball four, but that has been challenged by the Reno catcher, Ali Sanchez, and if they're wrong, they're out of challenges. Well, we go to the review, and it was, in fact, a strike. And so instead of drawing the walk, Trammell, who had gone to first base, has to turn and go to the dugout because that was strike three. That's a big turnaround with the challenge system right there. So one out. And now Jake Shiner bats with a runner at first. And the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch is hit in the air to center. High fly ball that'll carry out to Barossa. Not particularly deep, and he makes the catch for the second out at the top of the fourth inning. So Shiner flies to center, two down. And now Zach Deloach is the batter. Ace is up on the Rainiers, 1-0. We're in the top of the fourth. Rainiers with three hits so far. Deloach had one of them. He singled in the second. Left-hand hitter against the righty Bryce Jarvis. Both players drafted high in the 2020 draft. First pitch in for a strike to Deloach. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-1. So a ball to strike to Deloach. Mathias with his lead at first. The pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery. Grounded right to first. Fielded by Evans. He takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. Rainiers do not score in the top of the fourth. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the fourth, Reno 1, Tacoma nothing. Pavin Smith, Phillip Evans, and Tristan English to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. Connor Wade on the mound. Smith hit a double his first time up, and he takes ball one. Smith hit a double, which was really a fly ball to the left field line that landed in a perfect spot for him. Now he hits a soft liner to first, and it's caught by Hummel. And there's the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Smith pulled that right to Cooper Hummel. So one out. And now Phillip Evans is the batter. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. A 1 pitch, fastball outside. One ball, one strike to Evans. And this one's outside for a ball, 2-1. There are other day games in the PCL today. And there was an interesting scenario in Salt Lake City. So the 2-1 pitch is inside. Salt Lake hosting Sacramento. The Raiders just traded, the Mariners just traded Jack Larson to the Giants, who assigned him to Sacramento, the outfielder. As here's one up high, ball four to Evans, and that's Wade's first strikeout of the game. Our first walk, pardon me, of the game. Evans down at first base with one out, and Tristan English is the hitter. Salt Lake having a bullpen game against Sacramento, and they had a perfect game going in the seventh inning. Jonathan Holder, Cam View, and Colton Ingram combined to retire the first 19 Sacramento hitters. Pitch to English is in for a strike. And then with one out in the seventh inning, in his Sacramento debut, Jack Larson broke up the perfect game with a single to center. So there's a pitch that misses for a ball to English. And the Rainiers are challenging for the first time in this game. Challenge called for by Severino, and he was right. It's a strike. So 0-2, the count to English, who lined that opposite field homer in the second inning for the only run of this game. Now Wade is ready. Here's the 0-2, and it is swung on and lined into left field, a base hit. And picking it up is Engel. Stopping at second is Evans. English with a single to left. Hit number 5 for Reno, and the Aces have 2 on with 1 out. And plays Alexander coming to the plate. Alexander singled his first time up. He's 1-for-2. Now here's a swing and a fly towards right, but lining it up is Deloach, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Tagging at second and advancing to third is Evans. And Reno has runners at the quarters with two outs. So Alexander went after the first pitch and flied out the other way. So first and third, two down for Hager. Wade trying to close out the fourth. Here's his pitch, and it is fouled away. There's strike one. Oh, and one the count. Now the pitch misses for a ball. One and one the count. One one pitch. Off the plate outside. Two balls, one strike. Two on pitch, bounce slowly, foul, third base side. Still two and two. Wade ready again. First base end of the rubber into his motion. The pitch is a fastball high and away, ball three. So it's a full count. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is popped up foul and out of play. Still 3-2. This will be Wade's 55th pitch of the game. Here it comes. Runner from first takes off. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Hager, and that closes out the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs for Reno on a hit. No errors, two runners left. Second strikeout for Wade to wrap up the inning. We head to the fifth. It is Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, Well, we go to the fifth inning. Still Reno 1, Tacoma nothing. Bryce Jarvis for Reno really having a nice start through four. Keeping the ball out of the air. He's limited the Rainiers to three singles. Adam Engel leads things off for Tacoma. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Jarvis, when he faced the Rainiers on Tuesday, allowed four runs in the first, but then really settled down and made it through six innings. Here's a swing and a foul back. And the count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. Now a check swing, did he go? Yeah, he went. That's strike three. Engel has struck out. Strikeout number four for Jarvis. So one out in the fifth, and Cooper Hummel will be the next batter. Hummel, switch hitter, will bat left. And he checks his swing at the first pitch and holds up in time. Next offering is outside. Two balls, no strikes to Hummel. Two-oh pitch, up and away, ball three. And now Hummel drives one in the air towards center. On comes Barossa. He dives and can't come up with it, and the ball bounces away. And it's picked up now by the right fielder English, and Hummel will end up at second base with a one-out double. Barossa made a diving attempt, and it actually hit his glove, but he couldn't hang on to it. And so Hummel has a one-out double. First extra base hit of this game for the Red Ears, their fourth hit of the day. And now Mason McCoy will bat with the tying run in scoring position. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. McCoy struck out looking his first time up today. He's 0 for 1. Now the 0-1 outside in the dirt. Breaking ball there from Jarvis. One ball, one strike to the Tacoma Rainiers second-year shortstop, Mason McCoy. And the pitch is a fastball call to strike, 1-2. Now time called by McCoy. He's going to step out for a minute. McCoy back in there, ready to hit. One-two pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike three. 96-mile-per-hour fastball, and McCoy has struck out for his second time today. Two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Pedro Severino will be the batter, but first a trip to the mound by the catcher, Ollie Sanchez, to go talk to Jarvis for a moment. They'll have a little chat on the mound. Gives me a chance to remind you that the Red Deers have a three-game homestand coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday this coming weekend. First game's out of the All-Star break. The Round Rock Express, AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, will be in town for their first time this year. And Friday's game starts at 7:05, and it is a fireworks night at Cheney Stadium, too. All right, Severino ready to hit. The Red Deers with Hummel at second and two outs in the fifth inning, trailing 1-0, and the pitch to Severino is outside for a ball, 1-0. Severino flied out to right field his first time up. 0-1 today. Next pitch is a breaking ball outside. Two balls, no strikes. Rainiers have won four in a row coming into this one today. Longest road winning streak of the season. Pitch is fouled off. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2 now. This four-game winning streak isn't just the Red Deers' longest road winning streak of the year. It's also matched their longest winning streak of the year, period. Haven't won five in a row yet this season. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it is high, ball three. So three balls, two strikes to Severino. And the payoff pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it is still three balls, two strikes. So 3-2. And Jarvis's pitch is swung on, grounded up the middle, but fielded by the shortstop, Alexander. And he throws out to Severino at first base, wrapping up the top of the fifth. Bryce Jarvis has made it through five scoreless innings for the Aces. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Reno. Aces leading Tacoma 1-0. Connor Wade on the mound for the Red Deers has held Reno to one run on a solo homer through four innings. They've had hits and base runners. They've had five hits total, but they've left three runners on base. Wade got a double play ball. And his catcher, Severino, threw out a runner trying to steal. All those things helping out. Wade will face Ollie Sanchez to start things off. Right-hand hitting catcher. Wade into his motion of the pitch is swung on and hit down the right field line. Slicing, it goes foul by a couple of feet. And that is simply strike one to Sanchez. Next pitch coming. And this one is in there for a called strike. 0-2 the count. And the pitch is a big swing and a miss. There's strike three, and one man is out in the bottom of the fifth. So Wade notches his third strikeout. And now Jorge Barroza will be the batter. He grounded out to shortstop earlier, 0-1. First pitch missing for a ball. And the next pitch waved at and missed. One pitch coming. And it is swung on and popped up on the third base side. Shiner is making the catch in fair territory, halfway between home plate and third base. Barroza is retired and two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth for Diego Castillo. Mariners just won. They beat the Astros 3-1. Logan Gilbert tossing a jam, allowed one run in seven innings, six strikeouts. Astros had only three hits today. Mariners scored all three of their runs in the fourth. Jared Kelnick, a two-run double. Pitch to Castillo is popped up into shallow left. Back is McCoy, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out in the fifth inning. Three up, three down, and we now make our way to the sixth inning of play here in Reno with the score. Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the sixth inning, a 1-0 ball game here in Reno. Red Deers looking to break through on offense. They didn't break through last night until the seventh inning. They were trailing 2-1 after six and then scored four in the seventh. Top of the order coming up here in the sixth inning today. Third trip through the lineup beginning now for Bryce Jarvis. And the pitch to Sam Haggerty is taken outside for a ball 1-0. Haggerty is 1-for-2 today with a single. Now the 1-0 pitch is up high for a ball. Next pitch up and away for a ball. Pitch. High ball four. So a four-pitch walk starts the sixth inning, and that's the first walk issued by Jarvis in this game. So Haggerty heads down to first base. And now Mark Mathias will be the batter. And the pitch is foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. Haggerty a threat to try to steal. The pitch is a fastball outside, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a hard breaking ball, and the count goes to 1-2. Jarvis ready. And the 1-2 pitch, slider outside. Mathias not going for that one. Two coming, low and away, ball three.
Let's go, Reno!
So full count, three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is a swing and a tapper foul, and it's still three balls, two strikes. So we'll do it again, still 3-2. Haggerty was not on the move on the first full count pitch. Jarvis is ready. There goes Haggerty. The pitch is lined into left center. There's a base hit. Racing over to cut it off is Castillo. He does. Haggerty does go all the way to third. It's a single for Mark Mathias, and the Red Ears have something cooking here at the top of the sixth inning. Runners at first and third with nobody out, and Taylor Trammell coming to the plate. Trammell has gone 0-for-2 in this one with a flyout and a strikeout, but now it's RBI time. Trammell settles into the batter's box. And the first pitch is bounced foul. That is strike one. So 0-1 the count to Taylor Trammell. And the pitch is inside. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, swung on and drilled to center field deep. Barossa back at the track, makes a leaping catch. Tagging at third is Haggerty, though, and he is just trotting home, scoring the tying run. We're all even 1-1. A deep shot to center off the bat of Trammell and a leaping catch on the warning track by Jorge Barroza. So a sacrifice fly evens it up. Mathias remaining at first base during that as he actually ran out towards second when the ball, prior to the ball being caught, because he thought it might go over the head of Barroza. So runner at first, one out, and the pitch to Shiner misses for a ball, 1-0. Shiner's 0-2 today. And he swings and hits a grounder right to the second baseman. Picked up by Kennedy, flipped to Alexander for one, on to first for two. An inning-ending double play, second to short to first. And that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. But the Red Deers tie it up. They get a run on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tecoma 1, Reno 1.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tecoma 1, Reno 1. And the pitch is taken low and away for a ball. Connor Wade facing Buddy Kennedy, leading things off. Kennedy's 1-for-2 with a single so far. And the pitch is taken up and in for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Wade with the pitch count about to become 65 for the game on this next pitch. Now the 2-0 is hit in the air down the right field line towards the corner, slicing, and it goes foul. Simply a strike to Buddy Kennedy, 2-1 now. Now the pitch swung on and looped out into center, and another hit for Kennedy. This one actually might go for two. Trammell cutting it off in left center, and Kennedy ends up at second base. It was hit towards left center enough for him to get 2 bases out of it. Buddy Kennedy with his 19th double of the year, and that leads off the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Pavin Smith will be the batter. Hayes 1-for-2 with a double and a soft line out. Smith stands in, and the Red Deers are appealing to first because they thought that Kennedy did not touch first base, and the umpire says that he did. Interesting. All right, now the pitch to Smith is a breaking ball outside, ball one. All right, here's just tied it up in the top of this inning, but now Reno immediately gets a man in scoring position. 1-0 pitch, she is low, two balls, no strikes. Evans is on deck. 2-0 pitch inside, ball three. Wade has walked only one batter in five-plus innings, but he's behind in the count here. Three balls, no strikes to Smith. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and it is swung on. Popped up foul, third base side. Shiner over by the screen, and he makes the catch. It bangs into the railing. It hangs onto the baseball, and he emerges unscathed. Big out right there on the 3-0 pitch. Smith fouls out to Jake Shiner. One out. And now Phillip Evans is the batter. Evans has grounded out and walked so far. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Pitch inside to Adele. Rainiers with bullpen activity for the first time today. Steven Kolek is warming up. Wow, that one was just challenged by the Rainiers, and they won. So the Rainiers win the challenge, and the count is 1-1 to Evans, not 2-0. There's the pitch from Wade, and it's down low for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Phillip Evans with a runner at second and one out. And the pitch is hit in the air towards center. Trammell lining it up, and he reaches up and makes the catch. Tagging at second is Kennedy. He'll advance to third. There are now two outs in the inning, though, as Evans lines out to Trammell at center field. So runner at third, two down for Tristan English, who's 2-for-2 in this game with a homer and a single. John Russell standing on the top step of the dugout, but looks like he's going to see if Wade can get English here and finish the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and it is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Well, 1-0 the count to English. Well, the Red Ears are challenging this one. So we go to the automated system. And it was indeed high, so the umpire was right that time, and the Red Ears have lost a challenge for the first time today. They have two left. Now the 1-0 pitch, swing and a foul tip, and that got the Red Ears catcher Severino, who's up on his feet now and walking it off. Oh, one ball, one strike to Tristan English. Looking around the Mariner farm system, Double A Arkansas lost yesterday, just five hits, playing without Jonathan Classe, who was in the Futures game. Lost 4-3 to the Royals affiliate. Now the next pitch is lined to third, past the diving Shiner, and that's going to be extra bases into the corner. Kennedy scores. English ends up at second base with a two-out RBI double, and the Aces regain the lead 2-1. English 3-for-3 today. And now Blaze Alexander will be the hitter. He's 1-for-2 with a single so far. The Everett Aqua Sox lost yesterday 3-1, had only three hits without Harry Ford in the lineup because he was at the Futures game representing the Mariners yesterday. So the pitch is up high for a ball. Everett's had a good season so far by starting pitcher Reed Van Scooter, who allowed two runs in 6 2/3 innings yesterday, no walks. He ended up taking the loss, but he's 8-3 with a 3.79 ERA as Alexander fouls one off, 1-1 on the year. One ball, one strike to Blaze Alexander. And Wade's pitch is a fastball outside, 2-1. Now this pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and the count is now even, 2-2. Wade now at 81 pitches. Two balls, two strikes to Blaze Alexander. Runner at second, two outs at the bottom of the sixth inning. Time called at the plate now. Here comes the 2-2, and it is inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2 to Alexander. And the payoff pitch is high, ball four. Alexander walks, second walk issued by Wade today. Two on, two out. Jake Hager is the batter. He's 0-2 with a double play grounder and a strikeout. Hager, right-hand batter. They're letting Wade face another hitter. Here's his first pitch to him, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. First pitch curveball from Wade. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, fastball just off the plate outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to short. McCoy charges it, has it, and calmly throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Just one run for Reno in the top of the sixth, but the Aces regain the lead. One run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Rito 2, Tacoma 1 is our score. We head to the seventh inning. Zach Deloach, Adam Engel, and Cooper Hummel to bat here in the top of the seventh inning for the Red Ears. Bryce Jarvis still out there. He's thrown 85 pitches through six innings, and the Aces are going to let him start the seventh. His first pitch to Deloach, pulled to first on one hop, fielded by Evans, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the out. One pitch, one out in the top of the seventh inning. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. Appears that this is Jarvis's longest start of the season. Now it's 6 1/3 innings. Yes, it is, actually, confirmed. Here's his pitch to Engel, and it is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Engel's 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. One oh pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even 1-1. One one pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Big rip by Engel, but he's behind in the count now, 1-2. This next pitch will be number 90 for Jarvis today. And there is the beginning of action in the Reno bullpen. 1-2 pitch is up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Inside, ball three. Joe Mantiply, the lefty, is warming up for the Aces. Three-two pitch coming. And it's pulled and caught with a leap at third base by Jake Hager, who is making a rare start at third base today, and he's already stolen two hits from the Red Ears. Great play by the Aces third baseman, robbing Engel of a hit. He really got up the ladder to reel that one in. Two down at the top of the seventh. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel has one of the Red Ears' five hits today, a double in the fifth. He's 1-2. Batting left-handed, he swings and misses at a change. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Jarvis's next pitch is down and in. One ball, one strike. One-one pitch, yanked down the right field line. That's going to get down for extra bases into the right field corner. Hummel's on his way to second. English chasing the ball and getting it back in. It's a double for Cooper Hummel, his second of this game. And the Red Ears have the tying runner in scoring position at second base for Mason McCoy. McCoy has had a tough time with Jarvis today, 0-2 with two strikeouts. Coming into today's game, he was 3-6 against Jarvis this year. So he has had hits against this pitcher. Aces had a little conference on the mound called by the catcher. And now everyone going back to their positions. McCoy is 0-2 today. And he is settling into the batter's box now. Hummel, the tying runner, leads from second base. Jarvis's pitch is a fastball low, ball one. Mantiply is ready in the Reno bullpen. The 1-0 pitch is low for a ball, 2-0. Coming. Misses ball three. But that one is challenged by the Aces. And so we'll see. We go to the automated ball strike system, and it says that that pitch was indeed inside ball three. So that's Reno's third and final challenge. They're done. They're out. Rainiers still have a couple of challenges left. Well, 3-0 to McCoy. He should be aggressive here. The pitch is a slider for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Jarvis has walked only one batter all day in 6 2/3 innings. McCoy uses his timeout and gives some consideration to what he might see next year from Jarvis. Now he's back in and ready to hit again. Three-one pitch, swung on, tapped up the third baseline, foul. And it's now a full count, 3-2. Jarvis throwing another slider there. McCoy just tipped it foul. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second base. Raiders down by a run in the top of the seventh inning. And the pitch is on its way. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Three straight sliders once the count was 3-0. And McCoy strikes out for his third time today. Raiders do not score here in the seventh inning. They had a hit and they leave a runner stranded in scoring position. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Reno, 2-1. The Aces leading the Raiders. New pitcher in for Tacoma, Stephen Kolek takes over, and his first pitch to Ali Sanchez is taken for a ball, 1-0 the count. Connor Wade went six innings today, allowed seven hits and two runs. They were earned. He walked two and struck out three. Here's a grounder foul down the first baseline off the bat of Sanchez. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. One-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Sanchez, and Kolek strikes out the first batter he faces. One out for Jorge Barroza. Kolek is in his 19th game for Tacoma, 3-2 with a 7.71 ERA. But he's been a hot hand from the pen recently. In his last four games, he's pitched nine innings and allowed only one run. His pitch to Barroza is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Now here's one inside for a ball, 1-2. Two balls, two strikes now to Barroza. Kolek to the plate, and it's swung on, grounded foul, first base side. Kolek, a Texas native, getting his first AAA look this year. Also his first year in a relief role in the Mariners system. And here's a swing and a chopper towards second, fielded by Mathias. Throw to first in time for the out, and Barroza is retired. Two down in the bottom of the seventh. Kolek kind of struggled out of the gate for the Red Ears, but he's been in a groove recently, which is great to see, as he began the year very strongly at AA Arkansas and earned a promotion to AAA. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Want to know the count. Next pitch called a strike. One offering to Castillo. Slider for a strike, and the count moves to 1-2. Now the pitch is hit up the middle and backhanded on a short hop by Mathias. Has all day to throw to first and get Castillo for the final out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down in a hurry. Steven Kolek retires the side, and we go to the eighth inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we go to the eighth inning. It is Reno 2, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Aces, Joe Mantiply, in to face Pedro Severino. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Severino 0-2 with a flyout and a groundout so far. Mantiply, the lefty. 1-0 pitch inside for a ball, 2-0. He's in relief of Bryce Jarvis, who had a terrific start for the Aces today, going seven innings, allowing six hits and one run. Walked one, struck out six. 2-0 to Severino's outside, ball three. Mantiply in his sixth appearance for Reno this year. The lefty's 3-0 pitch in there for a strike. He's been injured most of the season, but is now on option to Reno, which is not something he had planned on, I'm sure. It's now the 3-1 to Severino, grounded to third, fielded by Hager, and he throws across the diamond to first for the out, and one man is gone at the top of the eighth, and now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. This time last year, Mantiply was getting ready to go to the Major League All-Star Game as the Arizona Diamondbacks' lone representative. A year later, he's pitching for the Reno Aces. Sam Haggerty, 1-for-2 with a single and a walk, and has scored a run. Mantiply's pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is in there for a called strike, and that evens things up. Now the pitch is popped up on the left side of the infield, and calling for it is the shortstop, Alexander, and he makes the catch, and Haggerty is retired, and there are two away. Mark Mathias will be the next batter. And the pitch misses to Mathias for a ball, 1-0. Next offering for Mantiply is low, 2 balls, no strikes. Our second straight low-scoring game in Reno. Who would have thunk it? Now the pitch is called a strike. 2-1 the count to Mathias. Now the pitch is swung on and pulled into left field. There's a base hit for Mathias, his third hit of this game, a single to left. And the Red Ears have the tying runner on base with two outs at the top of the eighth inning. Taylor Trammell will be next. Pitch is ball one to Trammell down low. This is a left versus left situation. Toss to first base, and back in is Mathias. Now the 1-0 to Trammell, called a strike. One pitch coming. And it's swung on and looped out into right, and that's going to get down for a base hit in front of English. Mathias has to stop at second base. Tacoba gets a couple of singles here with two outs in the top of the eighth inning. And they've got something going on for Jake Shiner, who has been quiet today, 0 for 3, and Blake Lawley's out to the mound. He may bring in a right-hander from the pen here, and yep, that's what he's going to do. He's got a righty warming up in the pen. So we'll take a break for a pitching change with two on and two out in the eighth. And our score, Reno 2, Tacoba 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We're at the top of the eighth inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoba 1. Right, here's that runners at first and second with two down for Jake Shiner. The new pitcher for Reno is the veteran right-hander Zach McAllister, 1-2 with a 5.87 ERA, making his 30th appearance of the year. He gives a sidearm look from the right side that Shiner's going to have to deal with here. Mathias leads from second and Trammell from first, and the pitch is a fastball that's in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Shiner's been quiet today, 0-3. Now the 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Shiner has hit safely in his last five games. Second in the league with 75 runs batted in. He would love to add to that total right here. McAllister with a 1-1 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss and a sinking fastball, and that's strike two. 93-mile-per-hour heater from McAllister, who is a 35-year-old veteran who is a former starter in the major leagues for Cleveland. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way. And outside and off the mitt of Sanchez, and the runners move up. Mathias takes third and Trammell to second. So now a base hit could give the Red Ears the lead. The wild pitch moving the runners up. 2-2 to McAllister. Shiner windmilling the bat, ready to hit. And the right-hander's pitch is inside, ball three. First base is open. The Red Ears have Zach Deloach on deck, a left-handed hitter. Three balls, two strikes to Shiner. Mathias at third, Trammell at second. The payoff pitch swung on and hit hard on one hop right to the shortstop. Alexander has it. He throws out Shiner, and the inning is over. Red Ears do not score at the top of the eighth inning. They had two hits. There were no errors, two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Reno 2, Tacoma 1. Steven Kolak pitched a 3-up, 3-down seventh. He's going to try to put up another zero here in the eighth and see if the Red Ears can come back in the ninth. His first pitch to Buddy Kennedy is over the head of everybody and to the backstop on the fly. It's ball one. Kennedy's 2-for-3 in this game with a single and a double, and he scored the go-ahead run in the sixth after hitting a leadoff double. 1-0 pitch is a fastball pumped in there for a strike at 94 miles per hour. Counts even now, 1-1. Next pitch in there, strike two. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is outside. Now the pitch popped up behind second base. Back goes Mathias. In is Trammell. Mathias is there, though, and he makes the catch. And that is the first out. In the bottom of the eighth, Kennedy pops up. And now Pavin Smith will hit. And he takes a strike. Next pitch coming, up and away. One ball, one strike. In the ninth, the Red Ears scheduled hitters are Deloach, Engel, and Hummel. Here's one inside for a ball. The Aces closer got called up to the big leagues the other day. That's Justin Martinez. So now the 2-1 pitch to Smith is fouled away. Their other two hard throwers, Luis Frias left with an injury 2 days ago, and Vargas got called up today. 2-2 pitch. low, ball three. Those are the three relievers who all throw 100 miles per hour plus. Raiders are challenging this last ball three call. And we go to the review, and it was a strike. So called strike three, overturned, and Smith goes down looking on the appeal. So two batter count at the bottom of the eighth inning, and now Phillip Evans is the batter. David Smith, not currently much of a fan of the automated ball strike challenge system. So anyway, Reno is warming up Tyler Ferguson in the pen right now. So there's a pitch in there for a strike. Ferguson has one save this season. 0-1 pitch is outside to Evans. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, breaking ball high, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming, and it is a fastball in for a called strike, and that evens things up 2-2. Two-two pitch, swing and a foul back, still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 from Kolex, outside ball three, a breaking ball well off the dish. On deck is Tristan English, who has been the hitting star of this game. 3-2 pitch to Evans is a called strike three with a breaking ball. He goes down looking, and that closes out the bottom of the eighth inning. Steven Kolek with another outstanding relief appearance. Six up, six down today in two perfect innings of work with three strikeouts. We go to the ninth. Can the Raiders rally our score? Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We head to the ninth inning in Reno. Aces 2, Raiders 1. And Reno brings in Tyler Ferguson to work the ninth. He'll face Deloach, Engel, and Hummel. Ferguson this year has been in 28 games for Reno, 1-1 with a 7.41 ERA. One save, 37 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's allowed 44 hits, but only two homers. He has struck out 35 and walked 30. He pitched here on Thursday night, one appearance previously in this series, 1 2/3 innings and allowed one run to score. Deloach leads things off for the Raiders. He takes the first pitch down low for a ball. Deloach hit a single off of Ferguson on Thursday. his only time facing him. Here's the 1-0 pitch from the righty, and it is taken for a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Deloach 1-for-3 today. The Red Deers with 8 hits in this game. 6 singles, 2 doubles. They've left 6 runners on base. Hit into a couple of double plays. Only 1 walk, too. The walks are a big part of the Rainiers' offense. As here's a swing and a miss. Tacoma leads the PCL as a team in drawing walks, and that has not been happening today. Just 1 walk because Bryce Jarvis, the starter for the Aces, had terrific command today. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Deloach. And the pitch is inside, spins him around, 99-mile-per-hour fastball, 2-2. So Ferguson bringing the heat. And the next pitch is inside, ball 3. Ferguson seems a little amped up today. I don't recall him hitting 99 the other day. Well, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is low, ball 4. It's a leadoff walk. Deloach heads down to first base. And the Red Ears get a man on. Adam Engel now the batter. Ferguson ready, and his pitch is down low for a ball, and a snap throw to first, but back in safely is Deloach. Ferguson, right-hander out of Vanderbilt, ready with his 1-0 pitch coming to Adam Engel. And it is inside and behind Engel into the backstop, and taking second base on the wild pitch is Deloach. Wow. A very errant pitch right there. So 2-0 to Engel, tying run now at second base with no one out in the ninth. And the pitch from Ferguson is an off-speed pitch inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Now the 3-0 pitch. High ball 4. And Engel heads down to first base. Reno thought that was a strike. They're out of challenges, so they can't challenge. And the Red Ears say, we'll take our walk. So 2 walks have put 2 men on with no one out. And Cooper Hummel coming to the plate now. And Doug Drabeck's out to go talk to his pitcher. Try to get him on track. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1 in the top of the ninth inning here at Greater Nevada Field. Cooper Hummel has 2 doubles today. 2-for-3 in this game. Both his hits coming from the left side of the plate, and that's how he's going to be hitting here against Ferguson. The Aces have third baseman Jake Hager up on the grass in case of a bunt. The pitch to Hummel is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Hummel has a very good eye at the plate, and this pitcher has been wild so far. 1-0 pitch coming, and it's outside, ball 2. And there's no one else up in the Reno bullpen, not yet anyway. Two balls, no strikes. And Ferguson's pitch is outside, ball three. Fans getting restless here in Reno. Almost assuredly, Hummel will not be swinging at this pitch. The 3-0 is on its way, and it is a called strike. 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Ferguson. 3-1. Next pitch coming. Called a strike. 96-mile-per-hour fastball. So the count's full, 3-2. On deck, Mason McCoy. After him, Pedro Severino. 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still 3-2. Now the payoff from Ferguson on its way, and it is a called strike three, and Hummel immediately calls for a challenge. He thought it was outside. So we're going to the challenge because the Red Deers have challenges left. This is a huge one right here, and we go to the video, and it was indeed outside, ball four. The Red Deers win the challenge, and Hummel will head down to first base. Three straight walks have loaded him up here at the top of the ninth inning. And the challenge system has really played in the Red Deers' favor here in the late innings today. So the bases are loaded for Mason McCoy. McCoy's 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. Infield drawn in all the way around with Reno leading by one. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside. So Ferguson trying a slider there and missing way outside. The Aces' bullpen is now active. They have a righty loosening. 1-0 the count to McCoy. And the pitch is called a strike. And the count's even now, 1-1. Rainier's looking for a big hit. Down by a run of the ninth. Bases loaded, no one out. McCoy calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit again. Deloach at third, Engel at second, Hummel at first. The pitch is bounced foul on the third base side. That's strike two. So McCoy's behind in the count, a ball and two strikes. Right here, so have a pitcher warming in the pen in case they get some runs, or at least one here in the ninth. The 1-2 to McCoy, hit in the air, foul, first base side, and out of play. So still one ball, two strikes. McCoy back in the batter's box. Infield still drawn in all the way around for the Aces. And Ferguson with his 1-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the first out of the ninth. So one down. And now Pedro Severino is the batter. He's 0 for 3 tonight. He has put the ball in play all three times with two groundouts and a flyout. The Aces have backed off their middle infielders a little bit to keep the double play a possibility. Corner infielders are in. The pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. One out of the ninth. Bases loaded. Our score is Reno 2, Tacoma 1. Right here's threatening, having opened the inning with three straight walks, but Ferguson has now found the strike zone. His 0-1 to Severino, low for a ball. And that evens the count, 1-1. Severino taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards Tyler Ferguson. The righty comes set. And the 1-1 pitch is inside with an off-speed pitch. And the count moves to 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Severino. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss and a fastball. 97 on the gun. Counts even 2-2. The right here's on deck hitter is Sam Haggerty. Two balls, two strikes to Severino. And now he uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. And then he quickly resets in the batter's box. 2-2 the count. And the pitch from Ferguson is a swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts, and now the Red Ears are down to their last out. Sam Haggerty had the go-ahead two-run double in the eighth inning on Friday night. He'll bat now with the bases loaded at two outs in the ninth inning. Tacoma trailing by a run. Switch hitter, he bats left-handed. He's 1-for-3 today with a single and a walk. Ferguson's pitch is called a strike. 0-1 the count, the first pitch strike. Aces fans on their feet here. Two down to the ninth. Deloach down the line from third. The 0-1 is outside. One ball, one strike. Deloach the tying runner at third. Engel the go-ahead runner at second. Aces have the infield back now and swung around to the right. Outfield is straight away. 1-1 pitch to Haggerty is up and away. A check swing. He held up in time, says the third base umpire on appeal. 2-1. On deck for the Red Ears is Mark Mathias. Two balls, one strike to Haggerty. Here we go, the 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch. And the count's even now, 2-2. Right here's down to their last strike, but could take the lead with a hit. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth, bases loaded. The pitch, swing and a foul, went right back to the screen. Still 2-2 to Haggerty. Another off-speed pitch from Ferguson there. Haggerty getting a piece of it. He's now back in the batter's box. It's been a hot hitter, hitting safely in 8 of his last 9 games. Ferguson's ready. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the ball game. A 99-mile-per-hour fastball. Ferguson walks the bases loaded and then strikes out the next three in a row to end it. Reno beats Tacoma 2-1. Right ears win the series, but lose the finale today. Tacoma won 4 out of 6 here in Reno. Finishes up the pre-All-Star break portion of play this year with a record of 44-43. And the Red Ears are 7-5 in second half play. And now it's time for 4 days off, and the Red Ears will be back in action on Friday night at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma with the Round Rock Express in town. That'll be a fireworks night, first pitch at 7:05. Aces win it 2-1. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Refresh your ride at O'Reilly Auto Parts with the new Art of Car Care line from Turtle Wax and L.A. street artist Mr. Cartoon. Whether it's a detailer to give your paint that extra shine or wheel and tire products to keep them spinning in style. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Get Turtle Wax and Mr. Cartoon's The Art of Car Care exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, Reno takes the series finale from Tacoma. 2-1 the final score, as the Aces had great pitching today. And the Raiders were basically silenced more or less for seven innings by Reno starter Bryce Jarvis. And the Aces had just enough offense to win it. The Raiders have to settle for winning the series 4-2, but missing out an opportunity for five straight wins going into the All-Star break. No one scored until the second. The Raiders had Connor Wade on the mound, and Tristan English lined an opposite field homer to right field to lead off the bottom of the second inning, his ninth homer of the year, eight of which have happened in this ballpark in Reno, as he's a good hitter in this park. And the Aces had a 1-0 lead in the second. And it stayed that way for a while. The Raiders did not threaten to score in the first four innings, not getting a runner past first base. In the fifth, with one out, Cooper Hummel hit a double, but he ended up getting stranded at second base. We went to the sixth. It was still 1-0 as Connor Wade really settled into a groove for Tacoma. And in the sixth, that Jarvis issued his only walk, and it was a leadoff walk to Sam Haggerty, and the Raiders took advantage. Mark Mathias singled with the runner on the move, and Haggerty went all the way to third base. And then Taylor Trammell hit a deep sacrifice fly to center field. Barossa, the center fielder, making a leaping catch on the warning track. Haggerty scored the tying run to make it 1-1. But Jarvis then got a double play ball from the very next hitter. And in the bottom of the sixth, Buddy Kennedy led off with a double to left center. Connor Wade retired the next two hitters, but Tristan English got his third hit of the game, pulling a ball to left field for an RBI double. This was a hard liner that he yanked to left, and it brought in Kennedy and gave Reno a 2-1 lead. Wade ended up going six innings today, allowing two runs on seven hits, two walks, three strikeouts, a quality start, but he ends up taking a tough loss. In the final three innings, the Raiders threatened in some form in all three of them. With two outs in the seventh, Hummel hit his second double of the game, but Jarvis was able to strike out McCoy to end the inning. Jarvis allowed one run in seven innings, his longest start of the year. In the eighth, the Raiders were facing Joe Mantiply, two outs, no one on. Mathias had his third single of the game, and then Taylor Trammell singled to right. The Raiders had something cooking with two outs, but Reno brought in right-hander Zach McAllister to face Jake Shiner, and they got Shiner on a hard one-hopper right to the shortstop. We went to the ninth, still 2-1. Tyler Ferguson in to close it out for Reno, and he walked the first three hitters, loading the bases. It looked like a golden opportunity for the Raiders, but Ferguson struck out Mason McCoy swinging. He struck out Pedro Severino swinging. And he struck out Sam Haggerty swinging, ending the ball game. The Aces win it 2-1 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Reno. Two runs on seven hits. There were no errors, five runners left on base. Tacoma, one run, eight hits, no errors, left nine on base. Winning pitcher is Bryce Jarvis. He's 4-5. Saved to Ferguson, his second. And Connor Wade takes the loss for Tacoma. He's 0-4. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 20 minutes, and the attendance, 4,026. Reno with a victory is now 49-38 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 44-43. These two teams are done with one another for the 2023 season. The Red Ears won the season series 13-11. Tacoma and everyone in the league off for the next 4 days. The Red Ears will be home on Friday against Round Rock at Cheney Stadium. Reno wins it 2-1. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Aces beat the Red Ears 2-1. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Good news from Houston. The Mariners beat the Astros 3-1, scoring all three runs in the second inning. Jared Kelnick hit a two-run double. Logan Gilbert tossed a gem, allowed one run in seven innings, picked up his seventh win of the year. Mariners go into the All-Star break hot, having won seven of their last nine games, pushing their season record over 500 at 45-44 on the year. Other American League games, the Red Sox have won five in a row after beating Oakland 4-3. Masataka Yoshida with a go-ahead homer in the eighth inning for the Red Sox in that one. Kansas City welcomed Ryan Yarbrough from the injured list, and the lefty allowed one run in six innings at Cleveland, the Royals beating the Guardians 4-1. In 10 innings, Toronto knocks off Detroit 4-3. Nathan Lukes, a Blue Jays rookie, with the go-ahead RBI double in the 10th. And Baltimore ripped six homers, two of them by Anthony Santander, and the Orioles blasted the Twins 15-2 to complete a series sweep. In interleague games today, Washington took down the Texas Rangers 77-2 as Joey Meneses homered for his third straight game. The Cubs scored six runs over the last three innings, came from behind and beat the Yankees 7-4 at Yankee Stadium. Tampa Bay ended a seven-game losing streak with a 10-4 win over the Atlanta Braves as Zach Eflin notched his 10th win. And St. Louis, in 10 innings, holds off the White Sox 4-3. Paul DeJong with a RBI double in the 10th for St. Louis. In National League games, the Marlins beat the Phillies 7-3. Brian De La Cruz had four hits and a homer. Milwaukee shuts out Cincinnati 1-0 behind Wade Miley. Only run of that game scored in the first inning. The Brewers go into the All-Star break one game behind first place Cincinnati in the NL Central. There was a 1-0 game in San Francisco. The Giants beat the Rockies as Logan Webb went the distance, a complete game seven-hit shutout. And two NL West games in progress, Arizona hosting Pittsburgh. Pirates lead 4-2 in the ninth. And the Padres hold a 6-2 lead over the Mets. That game is in the eighth. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Reno, the Aces beat Tacoma 2-1. We'll be back with more after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Reno 2, Tacoma 1, our final. And really surprising to see low-scoring games these last 2 days in Reno. You just don't see it here. But last night, the Red Deers won 5-2. And today, even lower scoring, the Aces take it 2-1. Red Deers had their chances today, and especially in the ninth, of course, when they loaded the bases with walks. But credit to Ferguson, who found his control and struck out the next 3 hitters to end the game. Great start today for Connor Wade, but he ends up taking a tough loss. Steven Kolek, another strong relief outing. Mark Mathias had 3 hits. Cooper Hummel, 2 doubles. The middle of the Red Deers order was kind of quiet today. But all in all, a good series here in Reno. A good trip. The Red Deers take 4 out of 6. And they get to the All-Star break. Over 500 on the year at 44-43. 7-5 in second half play. Other scores today. Oklahoma City shut out Albuquerque 3-0. Salt Lake shut out Sacramento on just 1 hit, 3-0. And then the poor guys out in Texas are playing night games the day before the All-Star break. Sugar Land at Round Rock and Las Vegas at El Paso. Well, we'll be back in action on Friday. First pitch 7:05 on Friday. Fireworks night at Cheney Stadium. Sounds like Kyle Hart's going to start that game for the Red Deers. The Red Deers and everyone will enjoy 4 days off here, everyone involved with the Red Deers. If you have a baseball Jones, however, you will have no difficulty watching some ball this week with All-Star festivities going on in Seattle, the Home Run Derby on Monday, and the Major League All-Star game on Tuesday. So certainly will be a lot of fun to watch, and the Pacific Northwest will be showcased on national TV. It's going to be a good couple of days here in the for baseball fans in the Pacific Northwest. Well, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Reno. Once again, our final score today, Aces 2, Tacoma Red Deers 1. We'll talk to you on Friday night from Cheney Stadium. Have a great couple of days.